כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
לסר מאחרים וזיקים. לסר מקום בגויים. ועשויס נקומה בגויים תוכי חויס בעלומים. מוסד לובוי, we are going to take revenge over the goyim. We are like Kodesh Boruch is going to take revenge. You know Hashem is called Kel Nekomah Yis Hashem. Even though revenge is considered a negative thing, over here it means something different than it means by two people. Two people, a person does something bad to you, you want to do something bad to, back to him. The Rambam explains the reason why revenge is a very bad midah, and it's also a piyat Torah. It's an interesting thing. He says, Yonei Oilam Azeh are not that koshuv that just because somebody did not do you something good in the Oilam Hazeh issues, that you should let that affect your friendship with that person. Because the real value is the friendship, the atlas between Klal Yisrael. And therefore, if we really appreciate how important it is, even if somebody wasn't so nice to us, or didn't do us a favor we wanted, or even did something negative to us, said, he has to be chayav the tshuva, he has to rectify his ways, but it shouldn't be a reason for us to hold a grudge against him, feel angry at him, and not want to do a favor back to him, because, like I'm saying, the natural state of Klal Yisrael is we're all brothers, bonim l'Hashem elikeinu, I'm crazy, shalakadosh baruch hu. And therefore these insignificant things of money and covet should not affect the actus and the friendship and the reus between Klal Yisrael. That's why revenge is such a negative thing. It's a sheni, something that is a value, and somebody that people and nations that throughout history tried to destroy that value and take the world away from its true goal, which are the goyim, the nations of the world, the different religions of the world, the different beliefs of the world that were anti-HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or they were Oyzei Vedizora, or the man-made religions that they made up that they were following. And they always, throughout history, Jewish people have been attacked again and again. The Goyish leaders can't stand us because we are the truth. We are the reality of the world. And we are the consciousness of the world. By the fact that we are alive, they deep down know that they are following things of no value and corrupt and lack of morality and all kind of other things. They could call it all kinds of nice names. But we exemplify that those values are Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we're supposed to be doing at Kol Panim. That's our goal. The Ol Lo'amim, the light to all the nations of the world, is Klal Yisrael. So I was saying, we're looking for the Lasanova, that there will be an Akama of the Yisgoyim, and there will be Toichechois Ba'lumim, Toichocha. There will be an argument, but not just an argument. An argument that there will be proved clearly that they are wrong and they deserve to be berated for their behavior. So this is part of the goal of the world, to come to the galus, the revelation of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And part of that is the uplifting of Klal Yisrael, which we said in the previous Sukkim, and also the negating and taking away the power and the glory from those who go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's in the Nekama of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is a positive Nekama. It's important for the world to know that these negative values are valueless. These are things that we should stay away from. These are things that cause us to lose what life is really all about. And now, we're not yet up to that point of history, but it's something for us to think about always. And we're always up against the values of these other nations. Nations are trying to swallow us up. Sometimes they did it by force. In our generation, it's not by force. But it is by trying to expose us to their values. Mr. Shem, we think about this. These are all different pituim, different times enticements that are trying to entice us, but we will not be enticed. We will stay steadfast with our values of not being greedy, of being Balei Chasodim, our values of not being overly indulging in Olam Hazeh, taking what we need, enjoying life, but realizing the real life is a life of spirituality, the life of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be very good to appreciate this ready now and not have to wait for the call of Agoyim. Be proud that we are the Am, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Am that goes with the Emes, the Tzedek, the Mishpat, the Rachmin.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111